我们在交通前先有个祷告。
Please, brothers and sisters, let us have words of prayers before we start.
天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你借着你爱子给我们的拯救。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for saving us through your beloved Son.
不但你把我们救赎回来，带回到你的家中。
Not only you redeem us back to your home.
而且让我们常常可以来到天父的面前。
But also let us always able to come before the Heavenly Father.
而且你也制作我们成为国度，成为祭司。
And you also work on us so we can become the kingdom and priest.
在地上要显出父神你的荣耀。
And we can manifest Heavenly Father's glory on earth.
要使父神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So the will of the Father can be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
愿下面的时间求你向我们心说话。
Do speak to our hearts using the following time.
借着你的话来向我们心说话。
Through your words, speak to our hearts.
无论我们讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Without any other reliance, we wait before you, whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
因为只有你知道我们需要什么话。
For only you know what kind of words we need.
求你不但宝血继续的遮盖我们。
Not only may your precious blood continue to cover us,
并且为你的教会穿上全副的军装,
and put on the full armor of God for your church,
也用你无限量的圣灵充满我们聚集,
and with your unlimited Holy Spirit fills our gathering.
你若喜悦, 我们实在愿意在这样的聚集中看到你荣耀的显现。
If you are pleased, we do, we would like to see your glorious manifestation amongst us.
我们再次把感谢赞美归给你。
Once again, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们先读一段圣经，在哥林多后书第三章。
Let's read a place of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
像我想今天把哥林多后书第三章，我们大家一起读，把它读过。好，我们一节英文，一节英文，一句英文，一句中文，一句英文。
We will go through this chapter 3, one in English verse, one in Chinese verse.
我们岂是又举荐自己吗？岂向别人用人的荐信给你们，或用你们的荐信给人吗？
Do we begin again to commend ourselves or any way as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you?
你们就是我们的荐信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道所念诵的。
You are our epistle written in our heart, known and read of all men.
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us,written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in freshly tables of the heart.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
And such trust have we through Christ to Godward.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
那用字刻在石头上属死的职事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
But if the ministration of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away?
何况那属灵的知识岂不是更有荣光吗？
How shall not be the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
若是定罪的知识有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
那从前有荣光的，因着极大的荣光，就算不得有荣光了。
For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels.
若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious.
我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Seeing that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech.
不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished.
但他们的心思刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去。这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们的心上。
But even until this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主从主的灵变成的。
But we all with open face, beholding as in the glass of glory of the Lord, are changing into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
过去这段时间我们一直借着哥林多后书来交通关于侍奉的人新约的指示。
For a past time that we have used Second Corinthians to share about the ministers in the New Testament.
那我们曾经讲过，这个新约的执事有一个特征，就是它是恩典的器皿。
We have mentioned that one characteristic of the ministers of the New Testament is that he is the vessel of grace.
是神的恩典可以流出去的管道。
So he's the channel of God's grace to be flowed out.
另外一个特征就是它是神应许，把我们带进到神应许的这个器皿。
Another characteristic is that he's the vessel to bring us enter into the promise of God.
另外第二章呢也告诉我们，它是基督馨香之气散发的器皿。
And the second chapter tells us that he's the vessel that has the savor of Christ.
那到了第三章呢，给我们看到它是一个变化，生命变化，变成主的形象，变成主的形状，这一个器皿。
And chapter 3 shows us that he is the vessel of conforming into the image of the Lord.
服侍主的人受主的变化，才能带来被服侍的变化。
Those who serve the Lord being conformed into the image of the Lord, then he can conform others.
所以服侍主是一个生命的服侍，不是一个好像事物上的服侍。
So to serve the Lord is the service, the ministration of life. It's not just the ministration of things.
所以我们需要注意神在我们身上有什么工作。
So we need to pay attention what kind of work does God have on us.
在哥林多后书第三章里面有三个情况。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 have three conditions.
第一个就是你们是基督的信，基督的见证。
First is that you are the epistle of the commendation of the Lord.
另外一个是新约的执事。
And the other one is the minister of the New Testament.
第三个是变成主的形状。
And third thing is to be conformed into the image of the Lord.
所以这给我们看到，这个生命的经历或者生命的侍奉是有不同阶段的。
So it shows us there are different stages of the experience of life and the experience of service.
这个基督的见性，也就是不管是服侍人也好，或者被服侍人也好，都成为基督的见性。
For the epistle, the letters of Christ, whether those who are serving or those who are being served, become the letters of Christ.
那基督的见证叫人看到什么呢?
So what does the recommendation letters of Christ let us see?
基督的见证叫人看到基督。
It makes people see Christ.
所以因为基督，因为神在他们这个被服侍人身上做工。
Because Christ and God works on those who are ministering.
坐在哪里呢? 坐在他们的心里。
Where does it work upon? It works upon their hearts.
用什么做呢? 是圣灵做工。
Use what to work? It's by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在这个被服侍人身上做了工作。
So the Holy Spirit works upon those who minister.
所以使得这个被服侍的人呢，他变成不一样了。
So those who are being served become different.
他本来是一个很传统的世俗的这些的想法或世俗的生活的方式。
They originally this person might have traditional thoughts or lifestyle.
但是圣灵在他心里做的工作。
But the Holy Spirit works in his heart.
这个工作工是怎么样? 是像刻上去的。
And this kind of work is like engraving work.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你信主的过程。 或你信主的年日当中，你有经历到你生命中被刻了重重的痕迹吗？
I don't know if in your experience of believing the Lord, whether your life has been engraved very deep, very deeply.
这个痕迹是圣灵做上去的。
And this engraving deep work is done by the Holy Spirit.
这做上去之后呢，这个人从他心里就开始有变化。
So once being done by the Holy Spirit, then from the heart, this person started to change.
所以人在看到这个人的时候，在看到的不光是看他的外表，看他因为从心里发出来的变化，显在他的上面。And
when other people see this person, they no longer just see his outward, but from the bottom of his heart, they see his change.
基督的意义就是受膏的意思。
The meaning of Christ means the anointed one.
主耶稣是那位受膏者。
Lord Jesus is the anointed one.
那基督徒呢?
How about Christians?
基督徒也是受膏的人。
And Christians are also the ones being anointed.
因为主耶稣他已经死、埋葬、复活又升天。
For because Lord Jesus already died, buried, resurrected, and ascended on high.
那在使徒行传第二章圣灵浇灌下来的时候，彼得跟十二个使徒他们一起站起来宣告说。
In second chapter of Acts, when the Holy Spirit was poured down, Peter and other 12 apostles stood up to say that God has already set him as Christ and the Lord.
所以那个在主耶稣身上高抹的，也高抹在信他的人身上。
So the one who anoints our Lord Jesus also anoints those who believe unto him.
因为有这个高抹。 因为有圣灵在我们身上那个刻的那个深的工作，所以这个人言行举止生活不一样。Because
with this anointing and because with the deep engraving work the Lord has done, the Holy Spirit has done on us, so this person becomes different.
所以这个是很奇妙的。So
that's very amazing.
好，大家听过我戒烟的故事。You
have heard about how I quit smoking.
我根本就没有想要戒烟。I
never thought of quit smoking.
结果。 我受主的感动，打电话给我同学。
But I was touched by the Lord and I called one of my classmates.
主就感动他说，问我可不可以戒烟做见证。
And the Lord touched him to ask me whether I can quit smoking and be his testimony.
我还居然跟他回答说，我不戒，要戒神帮我戒。
I told him that I will not quit. If quit, then it's God who quits for me.
我不知道这会发生事情。
I don't know if something will happen.
就果然就那天晚上开始，烟就开始戒掉。Then
amazingly, starting from that night, I quit smoking.
但是我还是不懂。But
I still did not understand.
我不懂，所以过了一个礼拜，我就跟我一起抽烟的同学又相聚。Because
I did not understand, so after one more week, I still gathered together with my classmates who smoked together with me.
他给我的第一个动作就是拿一根烟出来说庆祝你戒烟。
The first thing he took out was that he took a cigarette out and said, congratulations, you quit.
因为我没有想要戒啊，所以他庆祝戒我就拿针的庆祝，我就抽起来了。
Because it was not me who wanted to quit, since he congratulated me for quitting, so I took the cigarette and I started to smoke.
所以整个晚上我不晓得抽了多少，反正那个屋子都是烟就对了。
So I did not even know how many cigarettes I smoked that night, but the room was full of smoke.
然后回家呢，就觉得好像不知道哪里不对，你知道，就是觉得不对。
After I went home, I felt there was something wrong.
然后祷告就觉得。我看起来不对，就是这件事情。
So when I prayed, it seems like what I felt something wrong was about smoking.
所以我又悔改，然后呢，哎，又停掉了。
So I repented and then stopped smoking again.
这是停一个月。
This time I stopped smoking for 1 month.
这个月我很稀奇啊，你知道，我不是那七天很稀奇啊，你知道我同学说什么？你一天可以抽到两包的人，你还可以都不抽烟，我四根哈。他到现在为止，我从那个阶段，他到现在为止还没戒过，还没戒掉。
And it was so amazing during that whole month that my classmates told me that I was smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, but I was able to smoke. But then my classmate smoked only 4 cigarettes a day, but he still cannot quit even until now.
我一个月，我也觉得好稀奇啊！我现在现在是一个月了。
I was also amazed. I thought, wow, it's already 1 month.
又出来。
But then.The secret comes again.
同样的动作，再庆祝一个月。
Then the same gesture and congratulates me for this whole month of quitting.
因为我的心就是没有觉得要戒烟。
Because my heart never thought of quitting.
所以呢，我一个晚上就轰，都是烟。
So once again, for the whole night, I smoked.
然后回去呢，又觉得不对。
Then once again, I did not feel right.
又跟祷告，又祷告又认罪，然后又停了。
Then once again, I prayed, I repented, and stopped again.
发生了三次。
The same thing happened 3 times.
三次我都是同样的，我没有那个意思要戒烟。
For all those 3 times, I did not want to quit.
但是是主，就这样，就那天我说要戒，神帮我戒，就停掉了。
Because that night I say that if quitting, then it's God who quits for me, so immediately I stopped.
半年多以后。
After about more than half year.
半年多以后，我上班了。我是第一个工作就是经理，所以我就想说，经理呢要跟人家打交道，那我还有一个工具是什么？烟可以成为一个工具。
After a while, I start working, and since I was the manager, so my tool of socializing with others was cigarettes.
这个对于我没有信主的时候，或者对我刚信主，我觉得是很合理的想法。
Before I believed the Lord, even when I believed in the Lord, I thought it's reasonable.
我没有觉得这有什么，好像得罪主啊，或有什么不对，都没有觉得任何不对。
I did not feel it was a thing against God. I did not feel it was something wrong.
所以那天中午啊，就吃完饭了，就特地跑去买一包烟，但想说，哇，我已经半年多没抽烟了，现在这个肺可能受不了，就买个轻一点的，红色的35。
So that day after lunch, I specially went to buy a pack of lighter cigarettes. That's so because I thought since I haven't smoked for a long time, that my lung might not be able to tolerate.
所以我回到办公室，打开，哎，又重新开始。
So after I returned to the office, I opened the pack and then I start smoking again.
但没有想到，点了一点着了，第一口烟就呛到了。
But I never thought of that after I, the first sip when I smoked, I choked.
如果只有呛到，可能不会发生什么事情。
If it was only choking, then nothing would happen.
但有一个声音说，为什么我把你戒掉了，你又拿回来？
But then a voice telling me that, why is it that I quit for you, but you take it back again?
我知道，主这一次要责备我了。
I know this time the Lord would like is rebuking me.
所以那一口烟完就洗掉，再也没碰过烟。
So ever since then, I put off that cigarette and never touch it again.
这是谁做的
？Who did this？
这不是我做的。
Not me.
这是圣灵做的。
It's by the Holy Spirit.
所以我每次在见到我同学哈，他现在不会再拿烟给我了。
So every time when I see my classmate, he would never give me the cigarettes again.
因为我戒烟是就什么？就他见证一件事情，什么？是主把我戒掉的，不是我比他更有意志力来戒掉的。
For my quitting smoking is a testimony that Lord has quit for me. It's not that I'm stronger will than my classmate.
所以你又愿意经历主，我只是一个很小的例子，你可以有很多机会去经历到说主在你生命中做的一些工作是别人没有办法去用任何方法把你抹掉的。
So it's only a small example to show that if you are willing to experience the Lord, then the work Lord has done upon you is cannot be removed with anything else.
他是坐在我们的心里面，也圣灵在我们身上做的奇妙的工作。
It works in our heart and also done by the Holy Spirit, this amazing work.
然后基督的这个新约的执事呢，他是把生命带出来的。
And the minister of the New Testament brings out life.
不是把旧生命带出来，而是把我们得着的那个新造的生命带出来的。
It does not bring out old life, but brings out the new life that we have received.
这个带出来的过程还是什么？还是圣灵的工作。
The process of bringing this new life out is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你就发现，如果我们信主之后，没有跟主跟圣灵有一个对的关系，这恐怕都经历不到的。
So you realize that if after we believe the Lord, we do not have the right relationship with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit, we will not experience this.
所以你如果真的愿意的话，他说你会经历到，字句是叫人死，圣灵经历就是圣灵，圣灵是叫人活。
So if you are willing, you will experience that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
所以我们读圣经哈，你不要光读道理。
So when we read the Bible, do not just read about the theory or knowledge.
读圣经要用心去读，把心打开。
To read the Bible needs to open our hearts and to read from our heart.
然后因为你心打开，然后圣灵就把那些字呢、那些句呢、那些话呢，就放在我们的心里面。可能我的头脑是记不得的，但是我的心里面是有的。
As our hearts are open, then the Holy Spirit will put those words into our hearts. Although it might be my mind cannot remember, but it is in my heart.
那个经意或者圣灵叫人活的，什么时候叫你活起来，你不知道，但是他来的时候你就活起来了。
The Spirit quickens, although sometimes we do not know when the Spirit quickens, but whenever it comes, it really quickens you.
所以当有这样的活的生命在那个圣徒身上，人家会经历到这个人生命跟我们不太一样，我们想不清楚，但是我知道不一样。
With such life that is living, then others will experience this life is different.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事。
So this is very precious.
那另外呢，第三个情况就是变化成为主的形状，就是磨成神儿子的形象。
And the third condition is to be conformed into the image of the Lord, that is to conform into the image of His God's Son.
我想这三个是我们一直持续在经历的。
Those three things we continuously experience.
它不是说你就停了哪个阶段停了哪个，这是一直在经历的。
It's not that we stop at certain stage, but we continuously experience it.
我们不断的成为那个基督的见证。
Without ceasing, we continue to become the apostles of recommendation of Christ.
我们不断的能够在新约的服事、新约的执事的这个实际里面把生命带出来。
Without ceasing, we continue to bring our life through the minister of this New Testament.
我们也不断的在主圣灵的工作底下，我们变化荣形，磨成神儿子的形象，一直到达到儿子名分的实际。
And without ceasing, we continue to be conformed into God's, the image of God's Son to become glorious until receiving sonship.
这一章是个非常特别的一章。
This chapter is a very special one.
我发现他七次提到圣灵。
I realized seven times they mentioned about Holy Spirit.
十次提到荣耀。
Ten times they mentioned glory.
这都是荣耀，就是荣光啊！荣光那都是荣上加荣，都是荣耀，你知道。
Glory, glorious, glory upon glory, it's all about glory.
所以这一章似乎提醒我，就是我们要真正遇见这位荣耀的主。
So this chapter seems to remind me that we have to truly meet this Lord who's glorious.
只有十八节提了十次荣耀。
There are only 18 verses, but it mentioned glory 10 times.
十八节里面七次提到圣灵。
And out of the 18 verses, seven times they mention about the Holy Spirit.
所以这里一定有宝贵的 提醒或者宝贵的神的工作在里面。
So there must be some very precious reminder or the precious work of God here.
所以在我们这样成长的过程中，我们绝对不能离开圣灵。
So in the process of our growth, we definitely cannot be apart from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵第一面的工作就是刚刚讲，在我们心里刻画，一点一点。我们基督徒生命成长或生命经历的过程，都是不断经历那个新的圣灵在我们生命中，在我们心里面的工作。
The first work of the Holy Spirit is doing the engraving work in us. In our process of growing, we always experience this graving little by little work of the Holy Spirit.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
For the whole essence of life comes out from the heart.
如果我们的心被神摸到了。被神震动到了，我们这个人就不一样。
If our heart being touched by God and also being shaken by God, then our whole person will be different.
我们这个人的表现是根据我们的心里面有什么东西来表现的。
We show and we act is based on what's in our heart.
如果我们这个人是很喜欢让人认识我们，所以我们讲的话当中呢，就不知不觉就会希望别人认识我。
If I'm someone who would like others to know me, then what I say will, without me realizing it, will let others to know who I am.
如果我们心里面被很多的痛苦充满了，这痛苦有各种的来源，痛苦充满了，结果我们在说话的时候，我们即使是愿意很心平气和的说话，但这痛苦还是流出去了。
If our heart is being filled by sorrow and bitterness, then even though we would like to speak peacefully, but this sorrow and bitterness still will show through our talk.
但是如果我们这个人是被神的平安所充满，是被基督的平安所充满。
But if our heart, if us are being filled by the peace of God and Christ.
但你在一个可能在一个非常有压力，甚至被斗争或者被人家攻击的场面，你是把平安带进来，而不是把苦毒带进来。
Even if it's in the circumstances that's being attacked against or being persecuted, but you bring out peace, not bring out the bitterness.
所以和平是由和平所栽种的义果。
So peace is being the fruit of peace.
我们没有可能有一个想法，就是说我是带着征战来，但是我却希望别人呢把平安带到我当中来，这是很困难的。
It's not possible that I come with a type of attacking of warfare, but I would like others to receive peace.
所以平安，我们是什么？是以平安带进来的器皿。
So with peace, we are the vessel of peace.
所以平安如果不在我们身上，安息不在我们身上，我们的表现就是没有平安，就是没有安息。
So if peace and rest is not on us, then what we show is without peace and rest.
所以圣灵都要把那些都做在我们身上。
So the Holy Spirit would like to work those on our hearts.
如果我们是一个没有盼望的人。
If we are someone without hope.
如果我们的盼望也不过就是在这必朽坏的东西上身上。
If our hope are only cast upon those things are corruptible.
那我们总是在可以表现的情况底下，就表现出我们里面的盼望是什么。
Then whatever we show what is the hope inside.
但是主的工作，圣灵的工作是把我们，他把神的应许给我们，是把我们带的嘛？神给我们那个极大的盼望，极大的荣耀。
But the work of Lord and work of Holy Spirit is to bring us enter into the promise, which is the great hope that God has given us.
所以这圣灵在我们身上工作，在工作。
So the Holy Spirit works on us over and over again.
就是连神的话。我们能够明白，或者我们在我们身上有地位，那都是一句一句刻下来的。
Even when God's words, what we are able to understand, or there's a position of God's words upon us, it's also engraved word by word.
那个刻到一个地步，我们想要转到别的地方去，但是一回来看到那个刻圣灵刻的东西呢，我们知道说神不是这样意思，神不是那个意思，神是这个意思。
It's engraving to the point that even if we would like to turn away to something else, but when we turn back to His words, we fully understand it's that's what God would like us to do.
所以圣灵一面的工作就是一直在我们身上刻，在刻， 再刻再刻，你知道，这就是使得我们可以成为见信，能摆在别人面前，也摆在这个教会当中。
So one of the work of the Holy Spirit is to do the engraving work upon us over and over again, so that we can become the recommendation letters to be shown before others.
那圣灵要把我们带到神的心意要达到的那个高度。
And the Holy Spirit would like to bring us to be able to achieve the height of God's will that He would like us to achieve.
一面要在我们心里把他的心意刻在我们的心上。
On one hand, he would like to engrave his will upon us.
一面他要在他的新造的生命把我们推上去。
On the other hand, he would like to push us higher in this newly created life.
所以这里非常鼓励我们能够进入这个生命的学习，生命的经历。
So this truly encourages us to enter into the experience of life and learning.
因为这是生命长出来的。这个不是用生命以外的方法来达到的。
For because this is life, so it grows, and it's not being achieved by anything else besides life.
所以长是有个过程的。
To grow, there's a process.
啊，我没有办法说突然就把它一下拉，好像你知道我们学那做什么？你知道我们那个炸虾啊，你知道那个日本料理那个炸虾，有时候看起来好大，对不对？其实它是很小的，它是把它拉大的。
As its life, it grows. It cannot be we just pull something, which is like the tempura in Japanese cuisine. That it's actually a very small shrimp, but then actually after frying with the our flour, it becomes seems very big.
真正它是这么多大虾，这不好找的，你知道吗？
It's actually not hard to find such big shrimp.
因为你吃的时候你知道这是松的，这不是。这不是真的虾，实质上那么那个虾。
Because you know when you eat, it's actually loose. It's actually not actual shrimp.
所以主要让我们在生命上经历那个活的工作。
So God would like us to experience the reality of work.
但是在经历这个活的工作呢，就先需要经历十字架死的工作。
But to experience this work of life, first have to experience the work of cross of death.
因为主给我们的生命是复活的生命，就是说是死而复活，是胜过死亡的。所以我们不要有一个想法，因为我自己以前有这样的问题，这个想法怎么样说？不用经过死，不用经过死就可以活。
For the life of the Lord giving us is the life resurrected from the dead, so it goes through pass through death into life. So in my thought before, I used to think that.I don't have to go through death. I can live, but it's not so.
因为主给的是复活的生命，是出死入生的生命，就是死亡控制不了他的生命。
For the life of the Lord gives us is the life passed through death into life, and it's resurrected life. Therefore, it cannot be controlled by death.
所以这个呢，一定要受神的带领，进入死，在死里面待了足够的状态之后，然后从死出来。
So it has to be led by the Lord that it goes through that and be stay in that until enough time that it pass through that.
所以我们不能装死。
So we cannot fake to be die.
因为以前我跟一群年长的弟兄聚会，我发现有的人就用人工的十字架，叫人工的死。
In the past, I gathered with some elderly brothers, and I found there were some.Try to use the fake cross that's done by man.
你知道他很痛苦，我们也很痛苦。
They actually suffer, and so do we.
因为他的要求是人的要求，他不是圣灵的工作。
For that was the request by man. It was not by the Holy Spirit.
你知道出于圣灵的工作，你就是死，你很安心的在那里死啊。
If it's done by the Holy Spirit, even you die, actually you die peacefully.
你知道神在这叫你在这个就是处在这个状态，你就是不能做什么，你就是在那个状态。
You know it's the work of the Lord, so that in such condition you could not do anything, so you just stay there.
然后呢，时候到的时候，反正神就知道时候到的时候，嘣就活起来了。
But then at God's timing, then all of a sudden it get become quickened life again.
圣经有很多的话。你要从这个角度去经历。
There are so many words in the Bible you have to experience from this aspect.
比如说，我们与基督同死， 同埋葬同复活。
For example, we have to die, bury, and resurrect together with Christ.
我若天天看自己，我死啊，我天天喊自己死啊，死啊，死啊，就我就越来越活。
If I look at myself every day and keep saying that I die, but actually I'm alive.
但是呢，我若与基督联合，我若就把我自己交给主，奉献给主。
But if I'm united with Christ, I offer myself to the Lord.
我都不知道我现在是需要经历死。但是呢，主就借着圣灵呢，就把我带到经历死的那个过程中。
I don't even know I have to experience death, but through the Holy Spirit brings me into the experience of death.
所以圣灵有个工作就是什么？就是致死我们这个必死的身体，这是他致死，不是我自己致死。
So one of the work of the Holy Spirit is to put to death our this body of death. It's not by ourselves, but it's by Him.
你知道我自己致死哈？我越是喊自己死，是我自己越活啊！我就一直想要冲出来，我好像我有一个，这反正是我自己弄不了他就对了。
If it's myself who put myself to death, the more I try to put myself to death, the more I'm living.
但是如果是他把我致死了，我就知道说啊，祖先把我带到这个状态，我就安息在他状态，他就把我带过去，而且什么，他到时候就活出来。
But if it's the Lord who put me to death, then I know it's from the Lord, so I'm being fully rested in such situation. And then at the good timing of the Lord, He brings me out from this death.
所以精义是叫人活，圣灵是叫人活的。
So the Spirit brings life.
所以你又愿意的话，你就会发现圣灵真的把我们带到那个活的地步去。
And if you are willing, then you see how the Holy Spirit brings us into life.
第三个。圣灵的工作是把神的荣耀显现给我们看。
And the third work of the Holy Spirit is to show the glory of God to us.
其实这是言语很难形容的。
This is so hard to describe.
但是你如果真的活在主圣灵同在的实际，主就一直开启，或者把他荣耀一直显现给你看。
But if you truly live in the real presence of the Lord, then over and over again He shows us His glory.
所以你就可以看见他的荣光。
Then you will see His glory.
啊，那凡是你遇见神的、遇见荣耀的主的，没有人不改变的。
For whoever has met the glorious Lord, there's no one not changed.
而且你受这个荣耀的主的吸引的，没有人不会动的。
And as you are being drawn by this glorious Lord, there's no one not moving.
我这有个弟兄呢，常常讲那个百足虫的故事。
I know a brother often talks about the cat. Caterpillar,
百足虫。
Centipede.
啊，那有一天这百足虫呢，他就想说，我到底是哪只脚先开始走了
？So one day the centipede keeps thinking that which foot I should move first.
是前面这两只呢，和后面呢，还是中间呢，还是哪里呢
？Is it the first two or the middle or the back？
然后他每次看来看去，看来去，越看就越不能动。
And the more he looks at which foot, then he cannot move.
但是他就看了半天，就变得很愁苦在那里。
And after he keeps looking, he becomes so sorrowful.
忽然他看到，哇，一个美丽的一个阳光出来了，哇，很吸引他。
And then he saw this beautiful sunshine, and it really draws him.
他里面有个动力是我要往那个阳光那个地方去，他就动起来，也不知道从哪个角度，突然就动了。
Then he has the motivation to move toward the sun, and then, without realizing which foot moves first, and he starts moving.
如果我们能够常常遇见荣耀的主
，If we can often meet the glorious Lord,
你不可能是永远没有动力的。
It's not possible that we are without motivation all the time.
因为主不但是会把他的荣耀向我们显现，他会在他的荣耀显现的时候，甚至把他的话告诉我们。
So not only our Lord revealed His glory to us, but when He revealed glory to us, He also speak His words.
第四个，圣灵要把在基督里面的自由给我们。
Fourth is that the Holy Spirit will give us the liberty in Christ.
这个自由是地上没有的。
And this liberty is not those on earth.
啊，我们在地上讲自由什么？我现在想犯罪。我就犯罪，所以这是我的自由。
When we talk about the freedom on earth, is that whenever we would like to sin, then I sin. That's the worldly freedom.
其实呢， 他不知道他是没有不犯罪的自由。
Actually, the person does not know that he does not have the liberty to not sin.
但是主要把那个在基督里面的自由就是不会犯罪的自由。
But the Lord will give us this liberty in Christ, which enables us not sin.
罗马书第八章有这么一句话说：一切受造之物都在等候神儿子自由的荣耀。
In Book of Romans chapter 8 says that all the created beings are waiting for the glorious manifestation of the liberty of Son of God.
因为你如果在神儿子所给的这个自由里面，你就脱离了虚空。
For if you are in the liberty that's given by the Son of God, then you already delivered from vanity.
你在神儿子所给的自由里面，你脱离了死亡，你脱离了罪的控制。
If you are in this liberty of given by the Son of God, then you will be delivered from sin and death.
如果你在神儿子所给的自由里面，你就脱离一切的败坏，脱离一切必朽坏的。
So if you are in the liberty given by the Son of God, then you are delivered from all those corrupt things.
圣灵要给我们自由。
The Holy Spirit will give us liberty.
圣灵给我们自由到一个地步呢，你即使面对极大的压力，你里面还是自由的，你不会被那些压力给拉走的。
The Holy Spirit will give us liberty to such great point that even when you face so much pressure, you are not being suppressed. You still feel liberty inside.
这个自由是叫我们可以顺着神心意，达到神旨意所要达到的。
And this liberty enables us to achieve what God's will is.
另外，圣灵在这一章里面提到第五个方面，就是变化的变化的能力。
And the fifth.Pointing about the Holy Spirit is that it has the power of conforming.
这个变化是有方向的哈，不是说我们只要变都是好的。
This conformation have a direction. It's not that any change is good.
你知道这个时装界是吗？多少年变一次，多少年变一次，变来变什么？还是变了原来的，你知道？它就是反复的，就是重复转来转去，转来转去，还是在那个地方。
In the fashion industry, we know that it changes. The fashion changes every certain years. But after certain years, the same fashion comes back.
有时候头发也是啊，有时候现在流行长发，有时候流行短发，现在流行怎么样那样啊，现在又磕的什么东西啊，过一段时间又变了。我不是这种变，你知道。
So is hairstyle. Sometimes it's long hair or short hair in trend. But however, what I'm talking about the change is not this kind of change.
圣灵在我们身上做变化的过程是有一个模型的，这个模型就是主耶稣基督，神的儿子。
For the conforming work of the Holy Spirit, there's a mold. Then this mold is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个都是人达不到的。
That's something man cannot achieve.
这个是需要主怜悯的。
And that needs Lord's mercy.
但是主已经把圣灵给我们，住在我们里面，要完成这件事情，把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
The Lord has already given us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, and would like to achieve this. That is to conform us into the image of God's Son.
那这一章讲到的荣耀有几个方面
？The glory this chapter talks about there are several aspects.
我讲正面的方面。
Let me talk about the positive part.
第一个。就是看到属灵的执事的荣耀。
That is to see the glorious ministration.
也就是顺服圣灵是有荣耀的。
That is to obey the Holy Spirit is glorious.
这个是非常鼓励我们去学这样的功课。
And it encourages us to learn such a lesson.
因为圣灵是在我们的灵里面工作，在我们的心里面工作。
For the Holy Spirit works in our spirit, in our hearts.
除非我们的心里面知道这件事有荣耀，否则我们不会在乎这件事情。
Unless in our heart we know this is glorious, otherwise we would never care about this.
我自己这关键的转变就是，我有一天忽然明白了，原来在我心里面神所做的功，是超越在我从收集的资讯，就是不管是读也好，自己想也好，是超越这些东西的。
The turning point in my heart is that one day I finally understand the work of God in me is surpassing all the knowledge or even the information I have collected.
当我那个明白的时候，我就盼望主，你真的这个情况，这个事情，你有什么看法？你让我能够明白，或者能够知道，或者能够受你的指点。
When I understand this, then in every situation, then I truly hope the Lord will show me and guide me to understand His will.
我们必须知道一件事情，出于圣灵，出于灵的服事，才能达到被服事的灵里面去。
So we have to understand that only when the ministration is out from the Spirit, then it can enter into the spiritual service.
有时候我们说，哎，你怎么样？有人问哈，怎么样使一个没有信主的人让他变成信主？你用什么方法来说服他
？Sometimes people might ask, how do we persuade a friend who hasn't believed to become believer?
其实，如果信主是被说服的，恐怕这个信主是不可靠的。
But actually, if believing the Lord is being persuaded, then it's actually not trustworthy.
因为他只是魂里面、心思上明白了一点东西，但是他的心是没有动的。
It might be in his soul he understands a little bit, but actually his heart never moved.
很可能他的灵是没有活过来的。
It might be his spirit hasn't been quickened.
我同意你的讲法，我觉得你讲法很好。
I agree what you said. I think that's good.
我现在同意，因为现在大家都同意，所以我也同意。
I agree now because everyone else agrees.
那你要看他这个同意是真同意假同意。
But you still have to see whether he agrees
truly
or not.
把他放在一群不同意人当中，他还同意不同意？
If you put this person among all those who disagree, does he still agree?
譬如说像蒙头这件事情。
Such as head covering.
如果是我们每一个人都蒙头，而且还有个固定的格式，一个什么样，都是，然后大家不，你不蒙头，你觉得什么？压力很大。
If it's each one of us have the head covering and even have the certain format, then if you do not put it on, then you feel much pressure.
所以呢，哎呀，反正来这里大家都蒙头，所以呢，我也不管三七二十一，嘣，就我也蒙头。
Since everyone here puts head covering on, so I don't really care, so I just put it on.
然后有一天呢，这个不晓得什么原因，就到了一群弟兄姊妹是不蒙头的。
Then when one day if go to certain brothers and sisters who do not put head covering on,
结果他一坐一蒙头，哎呀，压力好大，大家都不蒙头。
Then as soon as the person puts on the head covering, then she will feel much pressure because nobody else does it.
我那蒙得好好的呢，结果，哎呀，这压力太大，不行，拿掉了。
Originally the person put the head covering on, but because of so much pressure, then she takes off.
你不要笑，这是真的事情。
Please do not laugh, as it is so real.
因为这是什么？是看这个东西到他心里没有。
So it has to do whether this is in the person's heart or not.
在他心里有多大的重量
？How much weight it is in the person's heart?
这个如果在他心里是真实的，他就在什么环境，他都会把他心里该有的东西表现出来。
If this is real in the person's heart, then whether regardless of circumstances, then she still shows.
你知道有一个姊妹哈，在台湾的，她为了蒙头这件事情，她到处问人，问了好几年呢。
There's a sister in Taiwan regarding the question about head covering. She asked so many different person for many years.
还好，在那个聚会的弟兄是比较有学习的，就什么，就他们不强迫人的。
It was good that the brothers in that gathering they have much learning, so they do not force people.
在那聚会，大部分都蒙头的。
In that gathering, most have head covering.
但这个蒙头不是强迫来的。
But this is not by force.
但是这个姊妹呢，就觉得我不想，就是说我看了声音，我还是不想。
But this sister felt that even though I do see that, but I don't want to.
然后呢，她就到处去问，她至少要问到有一个弟兄说。你这样子不想是对的，然后他就 OK， 我就很安心了。
So she keeps asking different people, and she thought if one brother tells her it's okay not to put head covering on, then she feels peaceful.
没有想到他东问西问，这问这个问那个，都说你去祷告吧，你去祷告吧，你再去祷告吧。
But not realize that whoever she asked, they all told her to pray.
谈好几年的时间，他很困扰，我也变成被他问的一个人。
For so many years, she felt frustrated with this, and I was the one of those who being asked.
然后我记得他问了我不晓得多久以后，可能一年多，反正一段时间我已经忘记了。有一天，他自己蒙头了。
I forgot how long after she asked me, maybe more than 1 year, then she suddenly put the head covering on herself.
等到看他哎持续蒙头了，我们跑去问他说，哎，为什么你现在蒙头啊？
So after I saw her putting a head covering on for quite a period of time, then I asked her, why are you putting on now?
她说主向我说话了。
She said that the Lord speaks to me.
就是圣灵在她身上做工了。
Because the Holy Spirit works in her.
这可能不是一天两天的事情。
It would not be just happen within one or two days.
因为至少我知道好几年她一直在这个事情在那里困扰。
I know that for so many years she felt frustrated with this.
因为尤其她又是很有服侍，所以她就觉得这个压力很大。
Because she had many services, so she felt much pressure about it.
所以圣灵属灵的知识是有荣耀的。
So the ministration of the Spirit is glorious.
这个荣耀要显在我们的里面。
And this glory will manifest within us.
在我们身上产生支配的能力。
And on us, there's the power to enabling.
所以这个是一个不容易形容的东西。但是你看见荣耀的主的时候，你就是看见。
So this is something very hard to describe, but once you see the glorious Lord, you see it.
亚伯拉罕看见荣耀的主，什么结果？
What was the result of Abraham when he saw the glorious Lord?
离开本地、本族、父家，往神所要指示他的地方去。
And he left his kindred, father's land, and to go to the place where God would like him to go.
那这个但以理看见荣耀的主怎么样？
What was the result of Daniel when he saw the glorious Lord?
可以在全世界最强悍的王面前说，至高者在人的国中掌权。
He was able to declare in the most powerful king in the world, saying that God the Most High is in reign in the human being's world.
我们确实需要主帮助我们，这个我们自己创造不来的。
We truly need the Lord to help us. We cannot just create something.
另外一个就是称义的荣耀。
And the other one is the ministration of righteousness.
神看为对，这是有荣耀的。
What God sees is right is glorious.
神看为对，不是只是一个对就搁在一边的。
What God sees is right is not we just put this right thing away.
神是把我们带从不对、从死亡、罪恶这些虚空当中拯救回来，把我们摆在对的地位、对的生命里面。
God deliver us from not right and from sin, death, and from all the corruptibles, and bring us into the right position.
那在这个对的这个生命里面，继续的成长，与主交通，在那里认识主，在那里在主面前能够被更新变化，一直达到荣耀的地步。
And in this right life, we continue to grow and continue to be conformed into His new created being, and until to reach what God would like us to be.
所以称义的后面是站在复活以上的这个地位的。
So to be justified is actually higher than resurrected position.
所以如果我们今天能够活在称义的实际里面，你是活在复活里面的。
So if today we're able to live in this reality of justification, actually we live in the reality of resurrection.
罗马书第四章说，耶稣被交给人是为什么？我们的过犯。
Book of Romans chapter 4 says that Lord Jesus was delivered for our transgressions.
他复活了，叫我们称义。
For he was resurrected, so we are justified.
所以你活在称义的实际，就是活在复活的这个生命的实际。
To live in the reality of justification, then it's actually living in the reality of resurrection.
这后面有极大的荣光是等着我们去认识的。
There is the glory that's excellent, which is waiting for us to know.
因为如果这个在我们身上有地位的话，你就发现我如果什么时候不小心啊，是不这是不小心的啊，不小心我得罪了主，我要赶快转回到归正。
For if this has position in us, then whenever we carelessly sin against the Lord, then immediately we have to repent, turn back, and be corrected.
所以有一首诗歌说，我若稍微偏离正路，我要立刻回来转，能立刻得到束缚，就要立刻转回来。
So one of the hymns says that if I go astray a little bit, then immediately I have to turn back.
所以这里有一个人他看见 称义是什么回事。
So there's one person see what does it mean by justification.
啊，不是只是罪得赦免，称义就过去了。
It's not just that sins being forgiven and then justified.
我们有个称义的生活，这是需要主很大的恩典的，是需要不断的在主的荣光中去面对他，我们才能活出这个称义的生活。
We have a justified life, which actually needs a great grace from the Lord in His glorious face. That we need such great grace to live out the justified life.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
So it's very precious.
我想我因为不想耽误这个主日学的时间，所以我想今天我就停在这好。
As I think, I do not want to take up much time for the Sunday school class, so I will stop here.
当然这个主题的内容是还没有讲完的。
So actually, I haven't finished about this topic.
主若愿意的话，我们能够再往前再去看一点。
If the Lord's willing, we will continue to move forward.
好，我们领祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中，求你用宝血遮盖。
Lord, we give back all those words back onto your hands. May your precious blood cover them.
我们也愿你圣灵做工，给我们回头的亮光。
And do pray that your Holy Spirit work so that we can look back as we have light.
有什么是对我们有益处的，就求主，因为你启示，因为你做工的缘故，叫我们能够实实在在的得到。
Whatever is profitable to us because of your revelation and your work, so we can truly gain them.
愿你真是不但叫我们能够成为基督的见证，也能够显明我们是新约的指示。
Do pray that you do not only let us become the recommendation letters of Christ, but also manifest that we are the ministers of the New Testament.
也叫我们在这有限的年日，能够达到被磨成神儿子的形象，变化成主的荣形、主的形状的那个时机。
And also in such limited time we have, do pray we can be conformed into the image of your beloved Son, so we can be conformed and become glorious.
谢谢你还给我们机会，愿你成全你所要成全的。
Thank you for still giving us the opportunity. May you fulfill what you would like to fulfill.
奉主耶稣基督的祷告。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.